Two birds swoop across the sky. We're going on a bear hunt. Based on the book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, written by Michael Rosen. Illustrated by Helen Oxenbury. A black and white dog snoozing on the garden path of a rural house. As a breeze ruffles his fur, he sits up, then sniffs the air.
Rufus, come on.
The little girl, Rosie, follows Rufus into the living room, where they join her mum, dad, two sisters and two brothers. Rosie sits down in front of the TV, then Rufus licks her face.
Sit down, Rufus.
Grizzly bears are fast runners for their bulky size, reaching speeds of up to 35 miles per hour. Here we
Hello?
See an 8-foot grizzly on the scent of some...
Hello?
Shh.
Oh.
Mum's on the phone.
Okay, Mum.
Shh.
All right, stay there. We're on our way.
What's wrong?
It's Grandma. Her car's broken down.
Right. Come on. We shouldn't have let her drive here on her own so soon after.
Well, she did insist. Do you know what she's like? You all right, love?
Grandpa would have known what to do.
Right, Stan, you're in charge, son. Make sure you go out and get some fresh air.
Bye, bye, sweet.
Where are my keys?
Where you left them.
Where? Oh, okay, got them.
Now, you sure you'll be all right?
Don't worry, Mum, we'll be fine.
Mum and Dad's car trundles away from the house. Stan turns off the TV.
Right, come on, we're going out.
Let's play football.
Nah.
Could take Rufus for a walk.
Boring. Why don't we go looking for bears?
Bears?
But there aren't any bears around here.
Well, how do you know if we haven't been looking for them?
Yeah, let's find a bear.
Come on, Stan.
Let's go on a bear hunt.
Please, Stan. Please, Stan. Please, Stan.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Don't forget, though, I'm in charge.
I'll just get my backpack.
Do you really need to?
Yes.
Go have a wee.
Are you ready yet, Rosie?
Sorry, I'm just going to get some honey sandwiches.
Ready!
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 Teddy.
Has anyone seen Teddy?
No.
Not me. I don't think so.
Tell you what, let's go and hunt for Teddy as well as the bear.
Yeah!
They race outside.
Where are we going to find a bear, Rosie?
Here. Rufus can sniff one out. Go on, Rufus.
Go on.
Go find a bear, Rufus.
Go find a bear. Where's a bear? It says here that bears smell like what they eat.
And like me, I smell of pizza.
But bears like eating honey.
Honey sandwich.
Rosie lets Rufus sniff a honey sandwich. Then he hares off into the long grass.
Uh-oh, grass. Long, wavy grass.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it. Come on, everybody, we've got to go through it. We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going to catch a big one.
What beautiful bear.
We're not scared.
We're going to catch a big one!
What a beautiful day!
We're not scared!
Wishy-washy,
wishy-washy! He'll be this big!
With two big furry ears!
The two goggly eyes!
And the shiny wet nose! We're going on a bear hunt! We're going to catch a big one! What a beautiful day!
Rufus leads them through the grass to the end of the pasture. The children climb one by one over a stile. Then Rufus follows his nose to a hedgehog hiding in a patch of wild flowers.
Come on, Rufus.
He runs to her.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one.
Rufus sniffs some grass. Then he hears a loud honk.
Rufus!
Rufus scampers towards a group of ducks, sending them flapping into the air. They fly over the children's heads, then come to land on the surface of a shallow river.
Uh-oh. A river.
A deep, cold river.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it. Rufus!
Come on, we've got to go through it.
Wait, Rosie, I'm in charge.
Splash, 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 splash.
The other children wade across. But Rosie's older sister waits nervously on the bank, holding her shoes in her hand.
Come on, Katie, you can do it.
I don't want to.
It's not that cold, honest.
I did it. Come on, Katie.
She steps cautiously into the water. The children are resting on some mud flats.
Yes!
Rosie's little brother Max is throwing pebbles at a can.
Yay!
The baby sits down in the mud, then claps her hands. Rufus bounds off towards a set of footprints. Rosie goes after him.
Rosie, wait! I'll go first.
Stan falls.
Uh-oh! Mud! Thick, oozy mud.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it.
Oh no!
We've got to go through it!
What do you think, Rufus?
It could be a bear print.
Where?
Max, you've ruined it! Oops. We'll have to look for some more now.
Is that one?
Now they're trudging up a grassy hill.
I'm hungry.
Honey sandwich?
Max takes a bite.
There you go, Rufus.
Rufus lies down to eat his sandwich. The children are perched on three rocks at the top of a hill.
Grandpa would have liked it here.
With his flask of tea.
And toffees.
And his book on bird watching.
Two birds of prey circle overhead. Then Stan looks at Rufus.
Which way now, Rufus?
Rufus.
It says here to look for bits of hair on tree trunks where they've been rubbing their backs. It also says to look for scats.
What are scats?
Well, that's, poo. Bear poo.
We're going on a poo hunt. It's going to be a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. We're going on a poo hunt. It's going to be a big one. What a beautiful poo. We're not scared.
Max stops, spotting a dark forest up ahead.
Rufus, wait!
Come back here!
Rufus!
Hey, Rufus! Help!
Rufus dives into the gloom, but the children stop at the edge of the forest, staring up at the towering trees. Katie takes Max's hand.
Rufus?
Rufus? Come back! Come on, boy!
On a branch above, a squirrel eyes them, then scurries away.
Rufus?
Rosie looks at Stan, who's hanging back.
Mama, you scared?
Of course not.
Katie trips.
Careful.
Rosie stumbles on a tree root. She gets up, then sees an owl above her, its yellow eyes glinting in the darkness.
Rufus! Where are you? Come back! Come on, boy!
Hey!
Rufus! Maybe he's found a bear! Come on!
The children chase after Rufus, following him through the thick forest, towards a tree with claw marks on its trunk.
Rufus!
Rufus digs at the base of the tree.
A bear's never gonna get down there.
That's a rabbit hole, silly.
You mean we've been chasing a bunny rabbit? Aha! Just as I thought. Claw marks. It's a bear rub. Come on! A bear! A bear!
Big one!
Beyond the forest, the children climb to the top of a hill, then see dark storm clouds up ahead.
Snowstorm.
A swirling, whirling snowstorm.
We can't go over it, and we can't go under it.
Stan glances back at the forest, then looks at the snow.
Oh, no. We've got to go through it.
I'm cold.
Katie passes a scarf to Rosie. Rosie wraps the long green scarf twice around her neck, then looks around, unable to see the others. Stan's hand emerges from the blizzard, then they walk on through a carpet of thickening snow.
Where are you?
Rosie turns back, takes Max's hand, then leads him on to where the others are waiting. The swirling clouds of chilly air begin to subside. Then the snow clears to reveal sand dunes and a sun-soaked beach up ahead.
Yeah! The sea! Yeah!
Rufus bounds towards the water. Rosie uses her magnifying glass to inspect some sea creatures in a rock pool.
There must be something here.
Max.
Rufus, fetch!
Rufus follows the stick, disappearing behind a rock.
What's he found?
It's a cave.
Can't go under it.
We could go home.
They creep inside.
Come on. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one.
Shh.
I am not scared.
A dark shadow appears on the cave wall.
What's that? Did you hear that?
Rufus sniffs the ground, and Rosie spots a huge paw print on the wall above her. She reaches up, pressing her hand to the wall, then looks around.
Stan? Max? Katie? Where are you?
The cave splits into two forks, and Rufus follows the scent into the right-hand tunnel. Rosie looks around, then goes after him, switching on her torch.
Hello? Hello?
She swings her torch, illuminating a huge brown bear standing in front of her. The bear leans forward, then lets out a huge sneeze. The bear sits down, then rubs his nose.
Oh, bless you.
She wipes his nose with a handkerchief.
Poor bear, you're cold.
Rosie steps up onto a rock and wraps her scarf around the bear's neck.
There, that'll keep you warm. This used to be Grandpa's old scarf, so you better take care of it. Oh, your fur's all knotty.
She takes a comb out of her backpack, then pulls it through the bear's fur.
There. Ugh, when did you last brush your teeth? Ugh. Are you hungry?
She takes her honey sandwiches out of her bag, then offers one to the bear. The bear gobbles up the sandwich, then nuzzles Rosie, putting his paws around her. Rosie snuggles into his fur, closing her eyes.
Teddy?
Rosie! Run, Rosie, run!
But he's my friend!
Come on, run!
Let go! Stan!
The bear squeezes through the tunnel, then bounds after them.
Back in the cave!
Let go! He's friendly!
Back to the snowstorm!
The bear follows.
Back to the forest!
The bear runs after them.
Back to the river!
He splashes across too.
Back to the grass!
No! Bear!
The bear runs through the grass, then the children race into the house.
Oh no, he's been shut the door!
It's okay, he only wants to come and play!
Quick, Mom and Dad's room! Get in! Get in!
They hide under the duvet.
I think he's gone.
I'm never going on a bear hunt again.
Nor me.
Or me.
Rosie peeks over the banister, then hurries downstairs. She picks up a chair, then carries it to the door.
It's okay, old bear, I'll let you in.
She stands on the chair, reaching up to undo the bolt, then opens the door.
Why on earth did you bolt the door? Is everything all right?
Hello?
It's Mum, Dad and Grandma.
Been outside then?
We went on a bear hunt, went through a snowstorm and in the scary forest and got chased by a bear!
Wow, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it was!
Did he have two goggly eyes as well?
Rosie and Rufus step out into the snow. Then follow a trail of faint paw prints to the garden gate.
Bear?
She shivers. Rosie and Rufus head back inside.
Come on, we're all in here having fun.
Anyone like a chocky picky before Max eats them all?
Anybody remember this?
Rosie pulls Grandma aside, then gives her a hug.
I'm sad, Grandma.
There's nothing wrong in being sad, Rosie. It's just a way of remembering the happy times. Now, Grandpa was always the first to have fun. Come on,
Katie. Grandma!
Come on, Katie!
While Dad strums his ukulele, Rosie and Grandma dance around the living room. Mum picks up the baby.
Let's have a dance.
My heart keeps beating, and I'm still dreaming of me and you.
Katie shrieks as Grandma twirls her around the room. Then Rosie stops clapping along and turns towards the window. Rufus gets up out of his basket, following her across the room, and joins her on the windowsill. Rosie stares out across the snowy lawn, then sighs.
All the things we did still fill me up with butterflies, and I still flutter, I still shine. Whenever I remember your sweet smile, my heart keeps beating, and I'm still dreaming of me and you, me and you.
From the grassy field to the shallow river to the three rocks perched high on the hillside. The gloom of the forest, then wind whistling through reeds on the sand dunes. The bear trudges sadly along the beach, leaving deep footprints in the sand, then stops to look up at the moon. Bathed in moonlight, the bear stands on his hind legs, staring up at the sky, then ambles back to his cave. He disappears into darkness. Then the tide sweeps the sand, fading his footprints.
You might sail across the sea, set up camp beneath the trees, or climb the mountain, spend your time in heavenly surroundings, watching down. And my heart keeps beating, and I'm still dreaming of me and you, me and you. Well, my heart keeps beating, and I'm still dreaming of you. Although you had to go, set sail, move on, move on. Though you had to go, my heart keeps beating, and I'm still dreaming of me and you, me and you. My heart keeps beating, and I'm still dreaming of you.